give you a testimony that will make you to scream. And if you're about to see such, give him a loud scream of praise. Hey! Father, we give you the praise. Father, we give you the honor. Father, we give you the adoration. Blessed be your name. I congratulate everyone here today for a most wonderful, explosive conference. Give the Lord a bigger clap and a shout of praise. And before you sit down, have you walked to 7 people? Shake their hands and tell them congratulations. God is about to give you a testimony that will make you scream. Give the Lord a praise. Please be seated in the presence of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Psalm 92, verse 1. I can see everybody's on fire. Welcome everyone here this morning to an awesome convention and this morning service, testimonies and thanksgiving service. You are welcome in Jesus' name. Psalm 92 verse 1 to verse 2, he said it's a good thing to give thanks to God, unto the Lord, and to sing praises unto the Most High, unto thy name, O Most High. To show forth thy loving kindness in the morning and thy faithfulness every night. We are looking at the character of thanksgiving. This is part two. The character of thanksgiving. In the morning service, we identified the fact that we had seen all manner of testimonies. Heard all manner of testimonies, seen all manner of miracles in this last week. People from 48 countries like you heard, all manner of things. And it's only appropriate, it is in order, it is fitting to come before God today to say thank you. Our objective is to understand the essence of thanksgiving. And secondly, to understand the impact of thanksgiving. We live in a world today where many people don't understand the language of thanksgiving. People understand the language of force. People move about with an entitlement mentality. I am entitled, so I got it. People move about with a spell of ingratitude. The Bible makes it clear that in the last days, in 2 Thessalonians, 2 Timothy, rather, chapter 3 and in verse 1. He said, perilous times shall come. Men shall be lovers of their own selves. They will be covetous. They will be boasters. They will be proud. They will be blasphemers. They will be disobedient to parents. And they will be unthankful. So as we approach the end of the world, unthankfulness shall be very, very high. Human beings unable to say thank you to fellow human beings. Wife can't say thank you to husband. Husband can't say thank you to wife. And so on. And we will never be the victim of such in the name of Jesus. In the first service, we looked at three things that thanksgiving implies. When someone gives thanks, first we said that thanksgiving implies spirituality. It's a spiritual person that will say thank you. It is part of our spirituality to be praiseful, to be worshipful, and to be thankful. We also said that it implies understanding. You understand that it's not of him that willeth or runneth, but of him that shows mercy. That if God does not show you mercy, there are things you will never be able to see. Thirdly, we said that thanksgiving implies generosity or goodness. is a good person that will give the thanks that is due to somebody. A wicked person cannot do good. It is a good thing to give thanks. Thanksgiving is a reflection of goodness. We saw all of that in the first service. We're going to see three more in this service. And that is the first for this service, but it's actually number four. Thanksgiving implies humility. Humility. The humble are thankful. Look at 1 Chronicles chapter 29, verse 13. 1 Chronicles 29 and in verse 13. David speaking. He said, "Now therefore, our God, we thank thee and praise thy glorious name." Verse 14. Look at the reason he's given. He said, "But who am I? What is my people that we should be able to offer so willingly after this sort? Who am I? For all things come of thee, and of thine own hand we have given you. Who am I that you should bring me to where I am? That you should cause me to see what I'm seeing? I am humble, so I'm thankful." Like we say in Nigeria, who does monkey banana? If not for God, who am I? To be humble is to be thankful. Arrogant people don't know thanksgiving. Proud people don't know thanksgiving. Ostentatious people don't know thanksgiving. So we came here today to say to God, thank you. And you know, God resists the proud. He gives grace to the humble. So we came to say thank you. Thanksgiving reflects, implies humility. Next. Thanksgiving implies wisdom. It is the wise that can thank. Someone said, only great fools are not grateful. Great fools are not grateful. Why is it so? In John chapter 6 verse 6, when the crowd gathered and Jesus didn't, and there was no food, the Bible said he knew himself knew what to do. And what did he know to do? And you know, wisdom is knowing what to do and doing what you know. What did Jesus know to do? He knew to thank. In verse 11, he lifted up the bread and gave thanks. Why was that wisdom? It was wisdom because he knew that if you give thanks to God for what you have, God releases to you what you lack. He knew that if you give thanks to God for what you have, God gives you what you lack. So thanksgiving implies wisdom. It is a wise thing to be grateful and be thankful. Because it causes God to do what you didn't have. And finally, number six or number three, thanksgiving communicates faith in God. It communicates faith in God. When you are giving thanks to God, you are saying, the God who did the last will do the next. When you are giving thanks to God, you are saying, I am not ignorant of the source of this help. And because I'm not ignorant of the source, I am grateful. That was what we read in John chapter 6, verse 11. It was a faith expression. When Jesus took the loaves and he gave thanks, he distributed to the disciples and to them which were set down. And in verse 12, it had multiplied. It's proof of faith. Humble people don't say thank to God because they don't see God as the source of anything. Doubtful people, unbelieving people, they don't say thank you to God because they didn't see God doing anything. Neither did they foresee God doing anything for them. They don't see any reason to thank God because they are expecting nothing from God. But the thankful are faith-filled. The thankful are faith-filled. I see God changing the story of someone on the basis of thanksgiving. If you have everyone say loud, amen. What is the impact of thanksgiving? Number one is the manifestation of God. God manifests. Psalm 22 and in verse 3. But thou art holy, O thou that inhabits the praises or the thanks of Israel. If you want to see God at work, give him thanks. If you want to see God at work, give him thanks. The manifestation of God. Number two is the multiplication of good. Good things multiply around the thankful. Jeremiah chapter 30 verse 19. Let the people praise thee, O God. No, Jeremiah chapter 30 verse 17. Out of them shall proceed thanksgiving, and the voice of them that make merry. And I will multiply them, and they shall not be few. And I will glorify them, and they shall not be small. Don't forget this. The more thankful you are, the more you will have to be thankful for. The more thankful you are, the more reason you will have to be thankful. God will ensure you don't run out of things to thank him for. Whenever you are able to be thankful, reason for thanksgiving multiplies. Anything you focus on multiplies. If you focus on what God has done for you and you thank him for it, it multiplies. If you focus on the negative things in your life, they multiply. They multiply. Anything you focus on. That's the principle of the magnifying glass. You use it to focus the ray of the light. It magnifies the intensity of the heat. And you can burn a forest with just a magnifying glass. Anything you focus on, good or bad, it multiplies. It is the multiplication of good. And thirdly, the glorification of God's people. I will glorify them as they give me thanks, and they shall not be little. I will glorify them. I will delete their shame. I will decorate them with honor and dignity. I will release their potentials. I will cause them to reach their destiny if they give me thanks. Somebody say aloud, amen. Somebody say aloud, amen. Somebody say aloud, amen. Anybody about to experience glorification, shout the loud most, amen. Beloved, if you want, how many of us want God to manifest in your life? How many of us want good things to multiply around your life? And how many of you want to step into the glory that God has in store for you? And now we are going to give God thanks. And that thanks is going to lead to praise. Can you stand up on your feet everywhere you are? Give him the praise. Give him the honor. Give him the adoration. Give him the worship. Thank you, Master. Thank you, Adonai. Thank you, Elion. In Jesus' name. Take your seat 1 minute. We have a song that is very, very appropriate for Thanksgiving release on the night vigil. It is In His Presence, Volume 10. Please play the track one. I wish that you had a copy of it here. Go ahead. Stand up on your feet. So we are going to proceed on the frequency of praise and celebration for the next 8 minutes. If we do well, we can increase it by 2 more minutes. And if the space you are standing is too tight for you, the aisle is possible. But just let God know that you are grateful and you are thankful. I slept and I awaked, for the Lord sustained me. You don't know what the devil planned for you before God delivered you from. You are going to celebrate that. And while we dance, healings will happen. Chains will be broken. Deliverances will happen. Doors will open. Change of stories will happen. In the name of Jesus. Look at your neighbor by your side. Tell him, I want to praise God. I want to praise. Let's go. I want to praise. Listen.
You are worthy to be praised. To be honored.
To be honored and adored.
You are worthy to be praised.
To be praised.
To be honored.
Celebrate.
You are worthy to be praised. To be honored and adored. with the voice of triumph.
Lift up your hands everywhere you are. Because you are here. Lord, 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 you are here. And there is no need to worry. There is no need to fear. That battle may be raging, but the victory is sure. Lord, you are here. 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 Lift up your hands. Father, thank you. Lord, you are here. Lord, you are here.
It's about to be flushed out right now. Everything that is taking the place of God in your life, everything that is filling up your life instead of the Spirit of God, is being flushed out.
Lift your hands high.
Dear Lord, may you find your rest in me.
May nothing content for me with you.
Lift up your hands everywhere you are. He said your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost. He will not contend with anything within your life. No throne is permitted to survive in your life beside the throne of God. No demon of death, no spirit of cancer, no ancestral curse, no generational power, no affliction, nothing is permitted. Place your hand on yourself, like on your chest or wherever, and lift the other hand up. Father, thank you today for dealing with every stranger in the lives of the people. And say after me, in the name of Jesus, every stranger, in my life, today, is your expiry day. In the name of Jesus, every throne contending with the throne of God in my life, today is your end. In the name of Jesus, oh you throne, oh you present, oh you contender with the person, presence, and plan of God in my life, today is your end. In the name of Jesus, on your mouth, get set, go! Contending demon, every contending power, every contending force, every contending presence, every contending principle, get out! God, you may be the Lord of all. Thank you.
Thank you, Master. Thank you, Adonai. Blessed be your name, Lord. In Jesus' precious name, lift your hands and give him the praise. Something just left you. Quickly step forward and let us know what happened to you just now. Somebody has a left ear that has like a presence inside it that just left. All manner of bone healings and deliverances just took place. For bones, organs healed, lumps gone, demonic presence went out, unclean spirits went out. Everything that was in you contending with God in your life just left. The spirit of madness left somebody. Give the Lord the praise and the honor. Take your seat. I saw the woman holding her ear. Can you confirm for me? Come up here. I mentioned the ear. Dr. Miss Anencho, interviewer. Give the Lord the praise. Give the Lord the praise as they come forward. Those who have existing testimonies. You came into the service with an existing testimony. Not these people who just had an encounter now, with an existing testimony. Maybe a testimony of the conference. Healings and deliverance in the course of the conference that pertain to you. Or interventions, financial breakthrough. Those ones will take you like the regular testimony in the middle there. There's anyone in that category right in the middle there. One of our ministers just ushers arrange them where we normally take testimonies in the middle. For those ones who had already testimonies within the week or testimonies before now, before today. Thank you, Jesus.
Precisely as you declared, an ear condition for 3 years, you said? Three weeks. And it deafened that ear with tinnitus. There was ringing in the ear and very terrible pain. Sir, as she came in this morning, despite all the remedies she had tried, the pain disappeared and her hearing is totally normal.
Congratulations. Every blockage of your life, Jesus' name is over. Celebrations while we take the testimony.
Agabaitu, 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 Aleo Shabae, Agabaitu, Agabaitu, Agabaitu.
Go ahead.
Agabaidu, 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 Alea Chabae, Agabaidu, 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 Alea
Agabaidu, Agabaidu, Agabaidu,
hallelujah. Tell me what happened to the woman's ear.
Yes, sir. This mama said last night while she slept, a dark presence came on her. And that affected her hearing because she became deaf afterward. But as that word went forth, she said, that same dark presence lifted from her and wow. The ear popped open.
Congratulations. Are you ready for this prophetic word? Every satanic stranger, every arrow from the pit of hell sent your way. Today they are retrieved and refired back to hell. In the name of Jesus. Go ahead, celebration.
Every arrow go back to your center.
Every arrow
go back to your center.
Every arrow
go back to your center.
Go back, go back, go back.
Go back to your center.
I say go back, go back, go back.
Go back to your center.
I say go back, go back, go back.
Go back to your
center. Hey, go back, go back, go back.
Go back to your center.
Go back, go back, go back.
Go back to your center.
Go back, go back, go back.
Go back to your center.
Go back, go back, go back.
Go back to your
center.
Every arrow,
every arrow,
go back to your center.
Every arrow,
go back to your center.
Every arrow,
go back to your center.
The shoulder unlocked. Show us what you can do with your shoulder now.
You couldn't do that before.
She couldn't do that before.
For how long?
On this.
3 months now. Wow. It is well with you. Father, only you can do this. Power of the Holy Ghost. Be free.
Sir, this man is from an Orthodox church. And in like a pastor, right? Or some.
I want to call the name of the church.
As you are praying, he said while the dancing was on, God started opening his eyes to see a vision of what was going on, and he saw some of the clergy of that place. They came to resist the church. And to resist what was going on in the church. And he saw an angel of the Lord came and slew them. 3 of them, right?
Wow.
Slew them. And then also himself had been afflicted by some infirmities and all. He saw a dark, tall being step out of his body.
Wow. Lift up your hands. In that, everyone here today, I prophesy to you. Every human being or stranger or demonic being resisting your miracle, resisting the move of God in your life, today it is over in the name of Jesus.
Sir, 7 years lumbar spondylosis just disappeared.
Lumbar spondylosis for 7 years.
She couldn't do anything. The pain in her back was excruciating. She couldn't do anything for 7 years. She's so amazed. She was just saying that the pain is all gone. The pain is all gone. The pain is all gone.
Bone adjusted by the power of God. Be free completely and permanently in Jesus' name.
Sir, short-sightedness just got blasted off. Her glasses are almost as thick as the ones I used to use before you prayed for me many years ago. If you look through, the magnification is very high. And she just came out, immediately rushed out. She said she can see clearly at a distance. I asked her from where she was if she could see somebody here, and she saw the face, everything clearly.
Congratulations. In the name of Jesus, clarity of sight. Perfected. Jesus' name. Come up here. Come up here, sister. Still. Lift up your hands. I pray for you today and I declare the Lord visit your reproductive system.
Amen.
And arrest every agenda of the enemy.
Amen.
Every psycho issue.
Oh.
Power of the Holy Ghost. You are free in Jesus' name. Yes.
Sir. Okay, let me interview you.
Just wait for her. Yes, go ahead.
Sir, this lady, she was virtually crying at the line there. She said she had had this hip condition. She doesn't know what it was, more like an arthritis of the hip joint. She couldn't walk well with that leg. She was walking with a limp, you said. And now the pain is gone. She said, all the pain is gone. She can't feel any of the pain again. Totally surprised at the instant action unction.
That's right. When I said God was healing bones. Everything that is a pain in your life, it may not be a physical pain. Maybe a marital pain, maybe a pain in your job. Everything that is a pain in any area of your life today, the pain is over.
Another deliverance case here comes, sir. When you said they should lay hands on the head, he laid his hands on the head. He fell under the anointing on his seat where he was, and he saw a black being walked out of him, and he's totally free.
Place your right hand, everyone, on yourself, and say after me, every stranger in my life, today is your end. Oh, you stranger, you are returning back to hell. On your mark, get set, shall go! Strangers, go back to hell. Go! In Jesus' precious name, we have a whole line. I came here because I know that if we are to take them one by one, it will take a lot of time. And we have so many dedications today. What happened to her?
Praise the Lord. On Friday, during the Passover night,
the vigil, yes.
The vigil, yes. When you said that there's going to be a mysterious power on us, the covering, mine came in the form of you wearing me your jacket and telling me peace, that there's going to be peace in my life.
Wow.
I've been afflicted for more than 11 years of stagnancy. Since secondary school, since 2012, I have not moved from that spot. Anytime I sleep, anytime I dream, I see myself parting.
It is over. And I pull my garment and warn you and say that peace is restored. Now step forward here. Lift your hands. Everyone whose life is stagnated and is struggling with progress, today the stagnancy is over. Go forward, go forward, go forward, go forward. Go forward in Jesus' name. What happened to you?
I came from Mondo State. Usually, I used to see you in my dream and Bishop David Oyedepo, but I never knew it was a testimony. It's supposed to be a testimony. After those encounters, I was made GCCF president in my university. And in the place of work now, most times, as I organize the believers, we are working with the Chinese.
The God time is not there to go into all this.
God has been so gracious to me, and through the mantle of this commission, we've been seeing miracles through the small fellowship that I hold, lifting the name of Jesus in the Chinese company.
Give the Lord a praise. What happened to you?
On Wednesday, dream night, I was in this church with crowd and angel of God, fully armed, and they were distributing vehicles, jeep, to individuals in this church. And they wrote
Dunamis armored car.
With white paint. White color.
Give the Lord a big clap and a shout of praise. Amon, you are not permitted to be wasted by any devil. I prophesy to you today, every devil of wastage, premature death, cutting short of people's life, they shall never locate you. 1 minute, what happened?
Of last month during the worship night and wonder night. So you were declaring that anybody planning our death, the person will take our place. So on 29, this Saturday, I went home, and then in that excitement, I was listening to one of the daddy songs that said, I found a place where I can rest my head. So I was lost in that song, and I was imagining myself resting on the chest of God. So I fell into a trance. Before now, the Lord has shown me one of the meetings that he said that we should make a prayer of inquiry. What is the reason behind what is happening to us? And the Lord took me to my village. He showed me my family member, how they are ganging up to take my life because I've been having a threat on my life.
And what happened?
So, as I was listening to that song, one of my elder sisters now came and said, it is time for you to die. And I said, no. My father in the Lord said yesterday that anybody planning our death, that they will take our place. So she now say, it is time for me to die. I say, I cannot die. And then while we were in that encounter, she created a big mighty demon that I can't explain. I have not seen it before. And he said, that demon will swallow me. I said, if he swallow me, I will come out alive like Jonah. I will come out from the tail. And then the demon was attacking me from the left side. Then a dog was in my front attacking me. And then from that encounter, I woke up with dangerous tongue. So this happened on 29. Then just yesterday, I saw a missed call from her. I was with my friend. I said, this missed call means something. I said, my enemy had bad news. Now I have a good news. So I called her yesterday. And she said, do you know that my husband has died? I said, oh, really?
That's her
husband. She said, yes. She now asked me, you are not aware? I said, I'm not aware. I said, when did he die? He said, a month ago. And I had his encounter a month ago.
Everybody looking for you shall take your place. Every evil arrow they fire to you, backfire to sender. All right, what you pray might do is to see if we can. We have so many of all the testimonies, and it will be impossible to finish all in this service. What happened to you?
Stop it. About.
You were not able to harvest any.
Yes. Sir, so I had a dream. In that revelation, I saw you. You gave me a bag of dry corn, loaded. And after that, I wake up. I slept again, and I had a dream that you came and asked me that bag of corn you gave me is a seed that is in my hand. So I've been suffering for a very long time, and suddenly things begin to happen for me. I bought a Mercedes Benz.
You have bought a Mercedes Benz now?
Yes, sir. And in that Mercedes, I opened it yesterday as I was coming to the program. I'm from Jos, I'm a pastor. I saw a frog by the side as I opened the bonnet. I took it and I killed it. I said, nothing will stop me not to come here today. And I buried it.
Give the Lord the praise. Suffering is over. The door is open. Give the Lord the praise. All we do is just show. After this, we show the lineup of all the people lining up to testify.
What do you think? What are you saying? Me, I'm daddy. Yes, I'm daddy.
Sister Jocelyn was diagnosed as lump in her left breast 8 years ago. That have defied all medications. She came to the service with it, and the word went forth, lump disappeared. As if that was not enough, she was also suffering from pain in her abdomen that had threatened her pregnancy. And when the pain comes, it's as if she wants to deliver. But right now, in the heat of that decree, the pain took to hell, and now she's free. And
congratulations, you are free. All of you standing on the line, wave your hands. See the lineup of the testimony of the testifiers all the way to the end. All the way to the end. Everyone here today, very soon you will have your own testimony to share. In the name of Jesus. I want to appeal to all of you, ensure that the testimonies all is shared. Coming on Tuesday, coming on Wednesday, coming on Sunday. And from the church office here, I want us to begin to give testimony slips to everyone, whether they are called to the altar to share it or not. It should be documented so we can have it from them. And then with their details, we can call them at any time to come and share it. Alright? So the Lord bless you and the Lord keep you. Give us a dance of celebration. Your way back to your seat. What's happening?
Yes, let Dr. Michelle check. When you prayed for the lady whose eyes were healed of short-sightedness, you talked about her reproductive system, God healing her of it, and cycle issues. She's been married. She has a 13-year-old son,
and no other child after that.
Wow.
And at some point, they gave her a diagnosis of ovarian cyst.
Wow.
And she's been concerned about her weight loss because she says she eats very well, she eats normal, wow, but she sees that she's been dropping.
Wow. In come
weight.
Over here. The Lord repair your reproductive system, take off the ovarian cyst, and give you and rebuke this secondary infertility so that you can bring forth as many children as you desire.
Jesus, be free now
in Jesus' name. Amen.
So this is Sister Uju. She said she had been afflicted all through August with all manner of afflictions, and then she had her left leg swollen. She came to the conference with that, but she trusted God, and now it's deflated and it is back to normal. And she said she has been trusting God for financial grace, believing God to sow seeds in 6 zeros. And she did that today, and she's excited about
wow,
it.
Wow, she's smiling. Congratulations. You will do more. In the name of Jesus. Amen.
Very amazing. She said about 10 years ago, she was in the kitchen cooking, trying to fetch water from a container, and then she had a sound on her waist. From that 10 years, she is not able to stand for 2 minutes maximum. She flew in from Lagos for the International Ministers Flaming Fire Conference. She said on Monday during the meeting was the first time she stood for a very long time. And then while the convention was on, she had very strange orders of testimonies. People said they encountered the mantle of the commission, seen the face of a senior pastor, and she's like, what kind of thing is this? And desired for God to encounter her. That was on Thursday. On Friday, she got home, laid down, and then God answered her prayer. The mantle of the commission appeared to her and asked her to present her left hand, and she was lifted by that left hand. And then she said she felt very light. Since that day, all pains on her waist, on her knees, disappeared.
That she paralyzed her for 10 years.
What she couldn't do, she can bend over now, do everything.
Give the Lord a praise.
Sir, our brother David came to the convention during the Friday morning segment, and he said he was led to release the seed in his hand. Immediately he did that, he said that same day, Friday, during the worship and wonders night, money was wired in multiples of zeros into his account.
Congratulations. God does not owe people. He's a raiser of people. More. Jesus' precious name. Amen.
Sir, this is Mrs. Monica Iyobe. For over a week. For over a week, she has been talking incoherently, seeing dead people in the dream. The spirit of madness came upon her. She can never be quiet as she is now. Quiet. While you were ministering and you declared that the spirit of madness is checking out now, you made mention of it.
Absolutely.
Immediately she stopped talking.
Wow.
She came in talking while she was sitting incoherently, ceaselessly. But while you made that declaration, the spirit of madness left. And the daughter was surprised that the mother is quiet for the first time for over a week.
Mama, congratulations. It is well with you. That spirit returns back to hell and will never torment you again. Okay, they are pulling you from back. It's okay. It is over. It is over. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. Somebody give the Lord a praise. Give the Lord one celebration before we proceed.
I never see any God like you. I never see any God like you.
Have you ever seen?
I never see any God like you.
Have you seen?
I never see any God like you.
Any
I
God
never
you
see,
see
any God like you. I never, never see you.
I never see
you.
I never see any God like you.
I never, never see you.
treat everybody. And you're going to ask the Lord the anointing in this climate. I key into it and I receive my testimony. Every stranger in my life, go to hell. And Father, take your place in my life. Lift your hands and say, oh Lord, I ask that you take your place in my life today. In the name of Jesus, I decree that every stranger in my life be released back to hell. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray. Pray. In the name of Jesus. Amen. The Lord has heard and answered us in Jesus' name. Amen. If you are here this morning and in need of surrender to Jesus, you need your sins forgiven, you need Jesus to be Lord over your life, I'd like you to pray this prayer after me and say, Lord Jesus, I am a sinner in need of your help. Come into my life and make me a new person. Today I have decided to follow you, Lord, and no turning back. Forward ever, backward never. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. Amen. The one who prayed that prayer, can I see your hand? Give the Lord a celebration as he comes forward. Please, can the rest of us take our seats?
I have decided to follow Jesus.
I'll give you the count of 10.
I have decided.
Pick your Bibles, pick your bag, and quickly rush to the front here.
To follow Jesus.
One.
No turning back. Oh,
I am two. Decided. Quickly come forward and let's pray with you.
I am decided to follow. I am decided to follow. No turning back. No turning back.
Help that woman. Help that woman. Usher, what are you standing doing? I sit nearby. While these are coming forward, everyone who is in need of addiction broken, alcoholism, tobacco smoking, Indian hemp, whatever addiction you have, and you want God to break the addiction for you, gambling, fraud, any lifestyle that you are not happy with, you want God to break it for you, quickly come forward, pick your things, and let us receive you. God bless you.
If I give
you can see that mother here on this row behind here. And she, if she needs prayer, she'll be prayed for. Right there.
He will never
quickly step forward here. Quickly step forward.
I will give God my love. If I give God my life,
I'll give you the count of 10. 1.
He will take care of me.
2.
He will never ever let me go. I will give God my life.
3. Let her take her seat up there. I'll come and pray for her there. He will never, 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 never. Father, we thank you. We give you the praise and the honor. I pray for you all today. I declare the hold of sin broken. I decree today a new day. Grace to live for God is released upon you. In Jesus' precious name. Amen.